So this is Nama Sankirtan by, I guess, by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Gopal Govindaram Sri Madhusudan. Okay. So the first line, Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama. And the third line, Gopal Govindaram Sri Madhusudan. They can make one of, like, Prabhupada says it's another way of chanting the Maha Mantra. Yeah. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Gopal Govindaram Sri Madhusudan. Different way of chanting the Maha Mantra. And it's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Adi Lila, Lord Chaitanya's pastimes in his youth. And Prabhupada says that, I think also Krishnadas Kaviraj says that Lord Chaitanya was very fond of this. And then in the purport, Prabhupada says that these three mantras should go on continuously in all of our centers, and especially Sridhar Mayapur, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Haraya Nama, and Hare Krishna Maha Mantra like that. Hare Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama. Hare Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govindaram Sri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohan. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Sita. Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita. Sri Rup Sri Sanatan Bhattaragunata. Sri Rup Sri Sanatan Bhattaragunata. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. Echai Goshai Kori Charana Vandan. Echai Goshai Kori Charana Vandan. Yahoite Vignanasa Abhista Paran. Echai Goshai Yar Muitaradas. Tansabara Padarenu Mora Panchagra. Chandra Charana Sevi Bhakti Sanivan. Janame Janame Hoy Eyabila. Echai Goshai Yabi Brajakoy Lavan. Radha Krishna Nitya Leela Korela Prakash. Anande Bolohari Bhaja Vrindavan. Anande Bolohari Bhaja Vrindavan. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pada Majaya Ma. Shri Guru Vaishnava Pada Padma Koriyar Nama Sankirtana Kohe Naro Tamada Aharaje Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Haraise Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Haraise Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Srimad Sudan Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohan Madana Mohana, Madana Mohana Madana Gopala, Madana Gopala Madana Bihari, Madana Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sad Goswami Ki. So this is a song by Narottam Das Thakur, a nice purport by Prabhupada explanation. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. So first, offering obeisances is to Krishna, who's Yadavaya, unto the member of the Yadu dynasty. So we could chant this in the mood of Radharani, right? She's thinking about Krishna, but she's calling him Yadavaya, right? How strange, because, you know, being very humble. Yeah. Because Krishna... you know, Krishna, where he grew up in, where was that place? Yeah, he went from Mathura to Gokul. They said you had to cross the Jamuna and go south. Like the Mathura, south is Gokula. And Radharani appeared where at the same time? Ravel, yeah. Then there were too many demons, and so they went to... Yeah, the area of Vrindavan, but Chatikar, when you're coming south on the road from Delhi, and you turn off that road and you go into Vrindavan, that place where you turn off is called Chatikar. So Krishna was there. The same time Radharani was in Basanti, which is on the way to Govardhan from there. Then they moved, the third place they moved to was Nandagaon and Barsana, yeah, like that. So, and then Krishna went to Mathura, right? And Krishna thought that he was the son of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, and all, you know, people in Vrindavan were all his friends, and you know, he was going to stay in Vrindavan forever. But one day, Akrura came, right, and changed everything. There's a Hindi Gopal movie, a movie called, you know, Gopal, right, a very super famous Indian movie. And all these pastimes are going on, and Mother Yashoda is pushing little baby Krishna around in the cart and singing like he's a Hindi song, you know, and don't be envious of me, and Gopal, you know. So it goes on like this, and then Akrura comes, and he goes to Yashoda and tells her that, you know, Krishna's not her son, that Krishna's the son of Devaki, and the Hindi movie at that point just stops, like, there's da 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 Yashoda like this, but yeah, was that shocking? You know, it was very shocking. You know, so Krishna had to leave, and he went to Mathura to fulfill his destiny. Then he became known as Yadavaya, right? He's no longer the member of Gokula like that. Yeah. So, yeah. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya, aya means unto, Krishnaya, Vasudevaya, Devaki Nanda, Naya Cha, Nanda Gopa Kumaraya, Govindaya, Namo Namaha. My respects to Krishna, to. In English, We have to Krishna, from Krishna, with Krishna, by Krishna, at Krishna, for Krishna, on Krishna, in Krishna. You know, we have all these prepositions, and that in other languages. But in Sanskrit, the noun is declined. Krishnat, Krishnaya, Krishnena, Krishnasya. What else we got? You know, Krishnaya, unto Krishna, with Krishna, at Krishna, for Krishna, you know, Krishna. You know, yeah. Hare is the vocative form of Hara. Oh, Hara, Hare, like that. So, my respects to Krishna of the Yadava dynasty, and Yadavaya, Madhavaya, husband of the goddess of fortune, Keshavaya, can mean the master of Shiva and Brahma, or can mean he who has very fine hair. And then, he's also, though, then you have names in Vrindavan, Gopal, Govinda, and Ram can be Balaram. You know? And Sri Madhusudana could be, actually could refer to Subhadra, no? Yeah. Madhusudana means the killer of the Madhu demon, right? So Sri Madhusudana could be Subhadra. So this can also be Jagannath, according to our perverted intelligence. Gopal Govinda is Krishna, and Rama is Jagannath. So you can chant this all for Lord Jagannath like that. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana, in the mood of Kurukshetra, inviting Krishna to come back to Vrindavan. Okay? Then very, very specifically, names in Vrindavan. Giridhari, what is that? What does that mean? Huh? Yeah, lifter of Govardhan Hill. Yeah, Giridhari. Gopinath, master of the gopis. Madana Mohan. Confuses Cupid. Yeah, Moho. Maha Moho is great illusion. Yeah, yeah. He's confusion. Cupid is going around having, you know, fun shooting people full of arrows, you know, fuck, fuck. You're attracted by the opposite sex. Oh, yeah. But he comes and looks at Krishna, he's trying to pick out an arrow which will agitate Krishna, and it's like, because Krishna is the most, he's already so beautiful. He has the most, he sounds so wonderful. Everything is just nothing. And so Cupid drops his arrows in frustration. There's nothing that can attract Krishna. Yeah, and then it's a very nice song. It's a very complete meditation. No, yeah. Then the Panchatatma, Sri Chaitanya, Nityananda, and Sri Advaita Sita. What does that mean? Sri Advaita Sita. Huh? Yeah, Sita Takarani. His wife was named Sita. How's it going? Advaita Acharya. On these appearance day festivals, you can memorize one verse each appearance day. You know, for Varaha, Nityananda, and you learn quite a bit over the year. I try to memorize for Advaita Acharya on his appearance day in Mayapur. How's it going? Mahavishnur Jagat Karta Mayayaya Surajati Yada. I can't remember now. Mayaya Surajati Yada. Advaita Acharya Ishvaram. I forgot the third line. Mayaya Surajati Yada. I can't remember. I'll come back. So Advaita Acharya was quite a bit older. He was like Lord Chaitanya's grandfather. Like that. So when Lord Chaitanya was growing up, you know, he was like, and he was leader of the Vaishnava community, but that time people didn't dance and sing during kirtan. What are you doing? He was sit down and chant, you know, worship Vishnu very soberly, in a very sober fashion. So he had this pastime of, you know, of like wondering whether Lord Chaitanya was bona fide or not, because is he like he's introducing this Nama Sankirtan in a very conjugal and Vrindavan mood, the mood of Vrindavan, like that. And then Nimai, when he was a child, young boy, who was the way to Acharya's guru? Yeah, Madhavendra Puri, yeah. Who else were his disciples? Ishvara Puri, Nityananda, Ramachandra. Was that one? Ramachandra Puri, yeah. He was a rejected disciple. Yeah, so the one time Advaita Acharya was organizing a Vyasa Puja, you know, celebration for his guru, and he had this room, it was just full of like ghee and sabji, and hundreds of people were decorating and cutting up vegetables and preparing music. Room full of ghee. So Nimai went there with one friend, and everybody's coming and looking to see what's happening and becoming enthusiastic for the actual festival. It said that Nimai was looking at all the rooms and all the preparations, and it says he thought to himself confidentially that, I think Amaitya Acharya must be Lord Shiva. Nobody else could display such opulence like that. So it was his pastime. I think Amaitya Acharya must be Lord Shiva. Nobody else could display opulence like this. Is he Lord Shiva? Yeah, he's Mahavishnu, and it's all the same person, pretty much. Mahavishnu, he's Avatar Tattva. Mahavishnu, Lord Shiva, Paramatma. Is this some, like in the sense when the nose is running, some tissue? Yeah. I'm fighting a fever. I'm winning so far, too. Yeah. I fell asleep, took a nap, and it was like, didn't wake up. You know. Ugh, 4 hours time difference. Yeah. But Lord Chaitanya was always accepting him as his master. He pays obeisances to him and everything else like that. One time he said, Amaitya Acharya was disturbed by this because he wanted to be, the servant. It's actually the most desirable position in spiritual life, be the servant. So he wanted to be the servant of Lord Chaitanya, Nimai, but Nimai was always paying his obeisances and everything else, So finally he developed this scheme to make Lord Chaitanya show that he was his master. And he started preaching Srimad Bhagavatam with a Mayavadi interpretation, like that, So this news reached Nimai, he became so angry, he took a stick and started running to Amaitya Acharya's house, roaring like a lion, And he went in there and started chastising him, and I think he was going to hit, maybe he even hit him, I don't know. he was holding the stick up, I don't know if he actually hit him or not, And then Amaitya Acharya was so happy, he was telling everybody, he said, just look, he is my master, see, he's my master, he's going to chastise me like that, But then my mother Sita, Takarani, she came and she was, old grandmother, she was saying, oh, please don't beat this old Brahmin, you'll kill him, what are you doing, this and that, Thank you. So, Sri Amaitya Sita, Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita. What is the significance of this, Mr. Mabahendra? Do you know? Okay, yeah. As far as I understand, these are our four authorities. These are the four authorities that we accept. We accept this. We believe in God. We believe in Guru. We believe in the association of devotees, and we believe in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. That's our religion. Is worshiping the Supreme Lord, taking shelter of the previous acharyas. Like that, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Narottam Das Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and then keeping association with devotees like that. And we don't do that. We don't worship alone. We always try. We always stay in the association of devotees, and we appreciate devotees aren't 100% perfect. Okay, so we avoid their attachments and stuff like that. But then we take advantage of their association, to serve Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. What is the duty of guru to his disciple? Remember that? Yeah, to teach Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, spiritual master. That's it. There's a spiritual master who's supposed to teach Srimad Bhagavatam to his disciple and Bhagavad Gita. And everything we have, all the books we have, are related to Srimad Bhagavatam. Like that Krishna book is extract of the 10th canto. Chaitanya Charitamrita is a Srimad Bhagavatam class. Lord Chaitanya is showing us how to appreciate that. So these four things, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, Bhagavata, Gita. And then the six Goswamis, Sri Rupa, Sri Sanatan, Bhattara Gunata, Sri Jiva, Gopala Bhatta, Dasara Gunata. Achai Goshai. What does that mean?
These
six Goswamis. Yeah. Ek, Do, Teen, Char, Panch, Chai, Sat, At, Now, Egaro, Baro, Tero, Pondra. Yeah, like that. Yeah, it also means tea too, no, right? Chai, Chai, Garam Chai. Yeah. And also it means shadow. It's a little bit different. I think it's Chaya probably, maybe long A at the end. Yeah. Chaya Bega Domi, Chaya Dosha Shodi. Yeah. Achai Goshai, Ko Kari, Kari or Kori? Probably because it's Bengali, it's Kori. Achai Goshai Kori Charana Vandan. Yeah. Kari means to do, like that. Like the word karma, it means your activity, your reaction. What does kartal mean? Kartal. Kartal, what does that mean? Yeah, tall is rhythm or time. There's two. Yeah, time maker. Yeah. So you see, give me the kartals, give me the time makers. Yeah. Yeah. So Achai Goshai Kori Charana Vandan. Charana means feet. Sri Guru Charana Padma Vandan. Yeah, my respects, my obeisances, my prayers. Yeah, so I make my obeisances, I make my prayers to these six Goswamis. Every phrase here is very nice. Achai Goshai Kori Charana Vandan Yaha Hoite Vignanasa Abhista Puran. Ganesh is Vignavanasaya, destroying obstacles. So these six Goswamis, Yaha Hoite Vignanasa Abhista Puran, they destroy all these obstacles on the path of devotional service. So we can all, if we chant the Goswami Astika, Krishnot Kirtana, you know, Prabhupada says that will remove all the obstacles like that. Devotees were asking about worshiping Ganesh because he removes obstacles, you know, Vignavinasaya. And Prabhupada said, better you should worship the six Goswamis by chanting Goswami Astika every day, because Ganesh, he removes obstacles, but he'll also remove obstacles, you know, for material gratification too. Like you're attracted to some woman other than your wife, you know. But you have a very, very chaste wife, so you worship Ganesh to solve his problem, and your wife dies. Okay. And now you can have enjoyed other woman like that. Yeah, this is what happens. It's very dangerous worshiping Ganesh, you know. Because he doesn't make so many distinctions. You know, he just, okay, remove the obstacles, you know. Yeah. 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 So therefore we should worship the six Goswamis, because they will only give us progress in spiritual life. And they won't give us progress in material life. Yeah. H.I. Goshai Yarmui Tar. H.I. Goshai Yarmui Taradas. So I am a servant of these six Goswamis. Tan Samada Padarenu. What does Padarenu mean? Yeah. Yeah, dust from the feet. Yeah, Tansamara Padarenu Mora Pancha Grass. Pancha? Yeah? Yeah. My five kinds of food stuff. That was, I guess, it was sucked up, licked up, chewed, drunk, and one more like that. Inhaled, I don't know. Yeah. Swallowed. All swallowed, yeah. Usually you hear four, huh? I don't know, I usually hear four like that. Yeah, Chatur Vidhashi Bhagava Prasada. We have five kinds of foodstuffs. You know? So, you know, the dust from their lotus feet are my five kinds of foodstuffs. Yeah, this guy's a fanatic. No, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says we should all aspire for the position of just becoming dust under the feet of Rupa Goswami. Very high position. Achai Goshai. Ichagoshai Yarmui Taradas Tansabada Porarenu Mora Panchagras Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakti Sanivas Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakti Sanivas Janame Janamoi Hoi Eya Bilas. So I always want to serve their feet in the association of devotees. So same thing again, very intense, you know. Very clear. The song is like very philosophically, very clear song for what is our position. Tandirak Chirana Sevi Bhakti Sannivas. Janame Janame Hoi Abilas. Anyabilasita Sunyan. Mora E Abilas Vilas Kunde Diovas. What does Abilas mean? Yeah, my desire or my aspiration. Aspiration. Yeah. Yeah. Janme Janme Hoi Abilas. So life after life, that's my only desire. I don't care if I take birth in the material world again and again, only so I can, you know, serve the six Goswamis like that. So people here now, maybe they did. In your previous lifetime, you were a Gaudiya Vaishnava, and now you're attracted again to Lord Chaitanya's movement. Echai Goshai Kore Charana Vandan. One devotee told Prabhupada, "Oh, Srila Prabhupada, I don't want to go back to God. I just want to, serve you in ISKCON, life after life." And Prabhupada laughed and said, "That's Rupa Goswami." He said, "You and I should want to get out of this nasty place. You and I should want to get out of this place. Rupa Goswami can desire birth after birth, but we should be, because if we want to stay here, it's probably for sense gratification." Hi Goshai Yabe Braja Koila Vas. Again, the verb Koila, karma, kartal. Yeah. Yabe, when. Braja, in Vrindavan, Vas, residence. Yeah. When these six Goswamis were residing in Vrindavan, where are they from? Are they from Orissa, Gujarat, Bengal? Yeah, so Lord Chaitanya sent them. Some are from South India also, North India. So Lord Chaitanya sent them to Vrindavan to excavate the places of Krishna's pastimes, write books. Hi Goshai Yabi Braja Koila Vas. When these six Goswamis were living in Vrindavan, Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Korila Prakash made manifest. These six Goswamis, while they were residing in Vrindavan, they made the pastimes of Radha and Krishna manifest, Prakash. When Haridas Thakur left his body, somebody composed one little chant. Everyone was chanting it. Jaya, 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 Haridasa, Namara Mahima, Korila Prakash. All glories, to Haridas Thakur, who made the glories, Mahima, of the holy name manifest. Jaya, 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 Haridasa, Namara Mahima, Korila Prakash. So always, different things. Our culture is so rich with different things to chant and meditate on. So all these festivals. Jayananda told us, the Prabhupada said that, if you could arrange a festival every day, I could give you a reason to do it. The Vaishnava culture is so rich that every day you could be having a festival like that. Yeah? And Nimai went to Srivas Thakur's house one day, and he said, "Well, I haven't seen you for several days. You haven't been out doing weddings or funerals or marriages, or you're a Brahmin. How are you going to make any money? How are you going to take care of your family?" And Srivas Thakur said, 1, 2, 3. And Nimai said, "What do you mean 1, 2, 3? He said, "Forget all these things. I made this decision. I'm just going to chant Hare Krishna. I'm going to engage in bhajan with my brother, who is Parvat Muni, and worship the deity like that. And that's all we're going to do. Is we're just going to engage in devotional service, shravanam, kirtanam, vandanam. And if I have to fast 3 times, I'll just go drown myself in the Ganga like that." And then Nimai said, "What do you mean? 1, 2, 3. He said, "Anybody who makes the determination like this, just to always engage in hearing and chanting, worshiping the deity, every day having a festival like that, if he even has to fast 1 time, I will personally chastise the goddess of fortune with a stick for not taking care of him properly like that." So a little faith, and also if we're a little detached from our karma, then we can engage all the time, hearing, chanting, these kind of things like that. We don't have to do anything else. Of course, maybe Krishna wants us to do something else. He wants us to fight the battle of Kurukshetra. He wants us to make money, So everybody has their service, But 24 hours a day, every day of the week, we can engage in a different festival. So Haridas Thakur, his festival day, his disappearance day is one festival. And you can memorize that verse. Jaya, 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 Haridasa. Namara Mahima. Korila Prakasha. It's in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yeah. There's another nama, namera. That nama means also of, like that, right? Krishna Yadavaya, namera. Ah, Ayurveda. I should be dead. So much stress traveling like this, everything else, my body, and wow, you know. But I'm actually doing pretty good. Yeah. Hi Goshai Yabi Braja Koila Vas Radha Krishna Nityalila Koila Prakash. Anande in ecstasy. Anande Vraje in Vraja. Anande in ecstasy. Bala. What does that mean? Yeah, I mean, it means, well, here it is, Bala, you know. It's Bengali. Yeah. So in Hindi, all the infinitives end with na. In Spanish, they end with ir, er, or ar. Vivir, hablar, comer, right? Yeah, cantar, yeah. But in Hindi, they all end with na. Marna means to beat. Kana means to eat. What else? Jhana means to go, like that. And bolna means to say. Yeah, to say. Yeah, so the imperative form is bolo, means you say you say. Yeah, and boliega means would you please say, like that. You know, it's like very, very polite form. So hari bolo means chant the names of God like that. Anande bolo hari, yeah, bhaja brindaban, yeah. Just worship the land of Vrindavan and chant in ecstasy, chant the names of Krishna. So now we're going to be even more simple. Yeah. Shri Guru Vaishnava Pada Majaiya inundate, drown yourself, yeah. Submerge yourself in Majaiya Man. Just drown your mind in these two things. What two things? No, just to drown your mind in the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas and Guru, like that. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade, in the feet, Majayaman. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pada Padma, the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnava. Kori Ash, aspiration, yeah, desire. Yeah. Asha. It's in the Tulsi song too. Yeah, make the lotus, aspire to achieve the lotus feet of the devotees and the Guru. Nama Sankirtana Kohe Narottama Das. Yeah, Narottama Das says isn't this Nama Sankirtan. We chant it one more time now with meaning.
Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govindaram Shrimadusudan. Gopal Govindaram Shri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Mohan. Shri Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Advaita Sita. Hare Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita. Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita. Sri Rupa Sri Sanatan Bhattaragunata. Sri Jiva Gopalabhata Dasa Raghunata. Hi Goshai Kori Charanabandhan. Ijaha hoite bignanasa avistapuran. Hi Goshai Kori. Jai Gosai Mora Panchagran Jai Gosai Hi Gosai.
I always forget this one.
Hi Gosai Yar Mui Tarada Jai Gosai Yar Mui Dan Atan Savara Padarenu Mora Panchagran Tandara Charana Sevi Bhakti Sanivan Janame Hoy Ey Avila Hi Gosai Yabe Braja Koilava Radha Krishna Nitya Leela Korela Prakash Anande Boluharya E Bhaja Vrindavan Anande Boluhari Bhaja Vrindavan Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman Sri Guru Vaishnava Padma Padma Koriya Namasankirtana kohe narottamado Haraye nama krishna yadavaya namaha Gopal Govindaram Sri Madhusudan Giridhari Gopinatha Madana Moho
Madan Mohan Ki. So any Kaur Prashna? Any questions, comments, suggestions?
Asha also means hope, right?
Hope, aspiration. Yeah. Anybody read the introduction to David Haberman's preface? Book? Yeah?
Half?
Yeah. Any questions, comments? Where did you get your copy from?
Peter.
I think it was like this.
Oh, man. Oh.
I might have a kidding.
No. Because, I mean, the copy I have. Oh, okay. So maybe the copy I have is missing pages like that. 19 to 31.
It's something like it.
Wow.
19 and then 30 something, because I don't know the Roman numbers and 30.
Yeah. That was terrible. Okay. No, it doesn't go like that. It goes 19, 20, 21, huh?
You can copy some of the others they made from the book.
Yeah. Yeah, the one I have is, amazing. Yeah.
I think that your version is also like this. That's like 18,
yeah.
And then it's 30.
Huh. Isn't that just the order's not changed? It may be a different order like that. Okay, so that's not okay. It's a very good question. No, it's not. It's missing that. That's strange, huh? Maybe the last time I gave it to somebody a copy, they get it all back or something. You know? Okay, this is very important. Wow. Yeah. So you have to get. I think then the copy that we have from the Bhaktivedanta College. The letters are smaller though. They're tiny letters though. That like 9-point type or something. Yeah. Because okay. Yeah. We were studying David Haberman's introduction to his translation, and there he describes the political history of all this. You know, how what was the ambience with the moguls running around here and there, and the Muslims, and all these things. And he also then after that he describes the intellectual history of rasa and how rasa theory and how it developed up to the nectar of devotion like that. Or history before that. And of course, he says it's kind of like evolution, but we say no, it's just that actually Rupa Goswami revived it. Yeah, like that. Yeah. So you see, there's a lot of importance on Vrindavan, Vrindavan Dham, like that. How many people have been to Vrindavan? Yeah? How many people survived the Brajmandal Parikrama? Two times. Three times. Four times. Five times. Six times. Seven times. I stopped counting at 7.5, you know. And then Prabhupada told me enough. You know, yeah. Yeah. So it's one of the principles of devotional service is to actually do the Chirasi Krosh, the 84 Krosh Parikrama Gwalay around Vrindavan. Mathura Mandal is a county like that, yeah? And it was famous all the way since Satya Yuga. It's been a very elevated place like that. What pastimes happened during Satya Yuga? Huh? Yeah, Dhruv Maharaj went there. He was coming from with Tanapada's capital, whatever that was, and he met his guru. And Narada Muni said, "They said go home. you're too young to be a devotee. You know. You can't join the temple." Temple commander said, "You can't join the temple. You're too young. You should go back to your house. You know, just chant Hare Krishna and be happy." You know. Yeah. They said, "No, I'm going to join." You know. So. At Dhruva Ghat on the Jamuna, which is there, he did austerities. Then also at Dhruva Teel, which is not too far from the Jamuna, beautiful hill, and it's maintained as like a place of worship of Dhruva Maharaj. And then the Satya Yuga, then in the Treta Yuga, what happened? Remember? Huh?
In some place of Rajamandala?
Yeah. It's right after Dhruva Teel. You go to Dhruva Teel and have breakfast, and we go on to the place to camp after you leave Mathura. It's a short walk, you leave Mathura. Yeah. We came out of the ashram in Mathura, and we're walking in Mathura. This train was going on a bridge overhead, and all the Indian devotees stopped. And, well, why are you stopping like that? You know, you don't go under a passenger train when that one is passing. You know, well, why is that? You know, remember the bathrooms? Oh, yeah, right. the bathrooms on an Indian passenger train are a hole in the floor. So if you're walking under a passenger train, you may get urine in the stool falling on your head like that. It's India. So we waited till the train passed like that. So it didn't defecate on us. The train didn't defecate on us. You know. So we kept on going to Dhruva Teel. Huh? Yeah, then you come to the little village there with Krishna Kund and the deity of Shatrughna. Yeah, and what's his name? Madhu Gufa. Yeah? The cave of Madhu. So there was in Mathura, there was one big demon named Madhu Rakshasa. Who was Rakshasa? Rakshasas are a race. As far as I understand, in the West we call them trolls. Trolls, yeah. Because they can change their shape, they eat people, especially Brahmins. They're the best. And of course, Ravana was a part of this race. His mother was a Rakshashi. His father was a very nice Brahmana, Vishrava. He liked to hear. So one day, Vishrava was doing austerities, and then opens his eyes, and there's this Rakshashi, you know, girl standing there, like, you know, looking at him. You know, he said, "What do you want?" He says, "You're a great sage. Look at my mind. Look at his mind." He went, "Yuck!" So he said. So he said, "Oh, I'll satisfy your desire to have a child by me, but because you're so, you know, you're so, like, you know, what's the word, like, arrogant and gross, your children will all be horrible monsters," whatever, like that, you know. So then she had, Vibhishana, Kumbhakarna, and Dasagriva, Ravana, as her children. And so they're all Rakshasas. Her mother's a Rakshashi. And they could change shape, everything else like that. You know? So he was there staying in Madhu Rakshasa, was staying in Mathura, Mandala. And he was, you know, causing all kinds of problems, like Count Dracula or something. And it was like causing all these problems for people. And so the citizens, the human beings, went to Ayodhya and they complained to the emperor, Ram. And Ram said, "Okay, I'll go and take care of him." And Shatrughna said, "Well, hey, you always get a chance to go and, you know, fight the demons, you know. And also the citizens will miss you very much. So let me go." You know, I said, "Okay, you go, you know." So when Shatrughna was about to leave, the Brahmanas said, "You know, we know you're God, but even still, this guy's pretty powerful, you know. And when he has his celestial weapons, he's, practically speaking, almost undefeatable, like that. So if you have to fight him, then try and fight him when he hasn't got his weapons, you know." Okay. So he went there, and he arrived in Mathura in the evening, and there was Madhu Rakshasa coming back, you know, with his, after hunting, he had his dinner on his spear. He had like one crocodile, you know, one buffalo, like that, you know. He was going home for a barbecue, like that, you know. And then Shatrughna said, hey, you're causing all these problems here, so you have to leave or else fight with me, like that. And so Madhu Rakshasa said, well, I'll fight with you. Let me get my weapons. And Shatrughna said, you got a spear, that's a weapon. Are you a coward? Huh? Trying to escape? He said, well, no. Like that, you know. So they fought it out then. And even still, it was a big fight. It was a real enthusiastic fight. And finally, Shatrughna killed him. Then he went and killed his mother and father, like that. And then made Mathura peaceful. And he stayed there for a long time, then, many, many years. You know. And so in the Satya Yuga, Satya Narayan was there, and Dhruva saw him. In the, what's the next one? Treta Yuga, Shatrughna was there. In Dwapara Yuga, who was in Mathura? Krishna. Yeah. And that's why the Pandavas made their home there, because they were very pious people, like that. So they made their home there. And Krishna took birth there. And then in the Kali Yuga, which incarnation was there? Yeah, Lord Chaitanya. Yeah. There's one, yeah. Yeah. So, a very, very famous place. Mathura has always been a very transcendental place like that. And as soon as you cross over the border, you're no longer in the material world. Like if you go into the embassy, if you're running around, if you've stolen something, you're being chased by the police, and you run into the French embassy, they can't follow you. Because that is not a part of, you know, of our country. It's a different country. Legally, it's a different country. And until they, you know, when you have, for example, the United States government, when they give France like a place for an embassy, that's it. It's a part of France. They can tell them, okay, you have like, you know, 24 hours to get out or something like that. But they, without declaring war, basically, like that, they can't, you know, go into the opposite, go into the embassy like that. So same with the three modes of material nature, they come to Mathura Mandal, and they go over like that, you know. If they're there, or anything material is there, it's because, you know, Radharani is allowing it for certain reasons. You know. So you go to the, you know, you go to the Italian embassy and you want to eat Chinese food. Okay, we'll do a second. We'll cook something for you like that. But wouldn't you like to have pizza or something? No. So you want to go to Vrindavan. You want to participate in Vrindavan pastimes, you know, consciousness. Okay. But if you want material consciousness, okay, we'll arrange it for you. We'll cook some, you know, happiness and distress and these things for you. So when we go to Vrindavan, we can see all these things. You can be in the Dham or on the Dham, right? You know, all the asphalt roads and everything else are on the Dham. Under that is the Dham, like that. Vrindavan Dham. And that's for different people that come there. Yeah. Vrindavan Dham is very merciful. Prabodhananda Saraswati, he's Jiva Goswami's uncle, he's an incarnation of Tungavidya, one of the eight principal expansions of Radharani, Gopi. He's describing Vrindavan Dhamma Himamrita. It's wonderful, you know, literature. You're describing the glories of Vrindavan. And he says there's nothing more merciful than Vrindavan Dhamma. She's so merciful, so kind. You know. He says you may have a powerful king who protects your country, makes everything very nice. You may have a very loving mother and father who watch you as a little child and protect you. So you may have so much great protection for so many people. But he says, but Vrindavan Dham never sleeps. Right? She's always protecting us. When you're in Vrindavan, you can just relax because everything is just being controlled by Vrindavan Dham. Like that. Yeah. She says, oh mother, please pick up this child, naughty child, who is Mother Vrindavan. Oh mother Vrindavan, please pick up this naughty child who has been playing in the dust of material life, and place him on your lap and feed him with the breast milk of your mercy, like that, you know. So Vrindavan Dham is, you know, she's not a Tirtha, you know, story, a Pushkar, you know. Krishna made Pushkar the king of all holy places. All Tirthas. He's the king of all the Tirthas, Pushkar. So one time he called all the other tirthas to come in front of him like that to see them. And they all came there and paid their obeisances, but Mathura didn't come. So he was feeling a little angry like that. So he went to Krishna to complain about Mathura Devi. She wasn't acting properly. And he should chastise her. And then came and told us to Krishna. And Krishna said, well, I made you the king of all the tirthas, but Mathura is not a tirtha. Mathura is my home. Like that. And he said, oh my God. Yeah. So he went to Mathura Devi and paid his obeisances and shaking, trembling. And she said, don't worry. Don't be afraid. It's okay. You know, like that. So the glories of Vrindavan, that's the only desire. You know, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, you know, just forget your job, you know, forget your crying, you know, father and mother, you know, forget your prestige, forget your health, forget everything, and just run to Vrindavan Dham. You know, just go take your credit card and run to the airport and get the KLM airplane, right, to Mathura. You know, you know. It says fool. You go to Vrindavan and you fearlessly leave again and again. You know, leave Vrindavan Dham again and again, fearlessly. You know, thinking, oh, I'll come back again before I die. You know, but he said, well, you think, but you can die at any moment. You know, children die every day like that. You know, you should never leave the boundary of Vrindavan. Anybody who comes to Vrindavan and sees the beauty of Vrindavan Dham and then wants to go to any other place is like somebody who knowingly rejects Mahaprasadam to eat the excrement of a dog. Vrindavan Dham. So Prabodhananda Saraswati is a fanatic. Yeah. And so you see our literature here again. Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan. This is so simple. Just chant Hare Krishna and live in Vrindavan. Yeah. But we're leaving Vrindavan. You know, Prabhupada left Vrindavan. And Brijbasi has actually criticized Prabhupada for that. You know, so he says, Anandi Bolohari Bhaja Vrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Maja Yaman. I've heard that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, if you're looking for Vrindavan Dham, you can find it most easily at the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Right. So we just want to follow in Srila Prabhupada's, the dust of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. Like that. You know? So Prabhupada's walking in Vrindavan, kicking up dust, right? So our only aspiration is to be like butterflies, you know, flying behind him in the dust, or dogs running behind him chanting, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Yeah. How's it going? Yeah. Tava Pache Pache. Yeah. Krishna Se Tomar, Krishna Dite Par, Daya Tava Pache Pache. Yeah. You know, Krishna is yours, you can give him whoever you want to. Amito Kangal, yeah. Krishna Krishna Boli. I'm completely destitute. I'm just running behind you like a dog in the dust of your feet chanting Krishna, 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 like that. So it's our position. Yeah. I always strange meditations. You know. Every time Prabhupada steps, right, he makes these footprints, right? So is that one universe and one ISKCON? He goes to the next universe and that's ISKCON, like that. So Prabhupada's making ISKCONs wherever he goes, like that. And some of the fortunate dust. It's interesting. Wow. It's transcendental. Okay. Oh wow. Yeah. So when he lifts his foot up in one universe, some of the fortunate dust sticks to his feet, right? Other dust stays behind, making the impression like that. So we're trying to just run behind Srila Prabhupada and stay in the dust of his lotus feet. I've heard that Prabhupada, somebody asked Prabhupada, when you touch a doorknob, does it become spiritual? And he said, as long as I'm touching it, like that. So whatever comes under Prabhupada's influence becomes transcendental. His shoes, the spiritual master's shoes, his sitting place and his bed always are spiritual. So nobody should use those. Krishna maintains his spirituality. But other thing is that when it's under his influence, it becomes spiritual. Yeah? So when Prabhupada leaves Vrindavan, he doesn't leave Vrindavan. He makes Vrindavan wherever he goes. Every corner of our temples is Vaikuntha, Prabhupada said. So right now we're living in Vrindavan. It's one part of Vrindavan. We may also want to go to Raman Reti and Loy Bazaar. They're building a bridge across the Jamuna. We may go there also. But every temple, every ISKCON temple, every center is also, you know, Vrindavan. You know? So Prabhupada Saraswati says, if somebody tries to take me out of Vrindavan, I will kill him. If somebody tells me to go, I'll cut his tongue out. Even though I'm so poor, I have to steal from others to live, and I'm crying from hunger. I will never leave, you know, Vrindavan Dham. She can go through and change Vrindavan Dham for ISKCON, right? If someone tells me to leave ISKCON, I will cut out his tongue. If someone tries to take me from ISKCON by force, I will kill him. Even though I'm so poor, I'm starving from hunger, and I have to steal from others to live, I will never leave ISKCON. Die, ISKCON, yeah. That's a transcendental ISKCON, a different ISKCON. It's the same way. You can be in ISKCON or on ISKCON. Like that. So that's you know, our consciousness. We just want to stay in the dust at the lotus feet of the devotees and Prabhupada. Okay, Vaishnava Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. So this is, you know, this is the person and the ambience for Nectar of Instruction. These are very nice songs to meditate on the Goswamis and appreciate, you know, these books by Rupa Goswami. Especially Nectar of Instruction. Any final comments? Questions?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Prabhupada's here. Because it's 84 krosh. Is the term. A krosha is 2 miles. It's like an acre or hectare. One krosha is 1 square mile, 2 square miles, like that, something like that. So char means 4, ashi means 80. So charasi krosh parikrama means to go around the 84 krosha like that. It's the area, not the circumference. Yeah. 84 square miles. Yeah, that's the parikrama. Charasi krosh parikrama. So Vrindavan is 84. In Manipur, as far as I understand, their idea is that as far as you can hear the conch shell is under the control of the deity, like that. So there's a big competition to have land within the... I think it's actually bona fide, they have some scriptural thing like that. Because that area is directly under the control of the deity. And therefore, any deity you bring in, if you have like Radha Madhava, your little personal deities or something, or they come within the area... They become Radha, their service becomes service of Radha Gopinath, like that. The predominating deity, his service predominates. So whatever service you're offering to any deity within that area actually goes to Radha Gopinath. Yeah. So it's that's one definition within the sound of the conch shell. You know, it's a nice definition. You know, it's like, you know, I think it would probably cover the whole area, no? Legal area of Radhadesh. Yeah. Across the hill, through the forest. Ooh, yeah. So under their control. Yeah. Okay. So Prabhupada ki. ISKCON Bhaktivinoda ki. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.